In this bulletin, Donald Trump declares the US will run Venezuela after the capture of Nicolas Maduro. Reaction in Australia to the US operation in Venezuela. And in sport, Australian teenager Indra Brown makes history again with her third World Cup medal. With the latest SBS News, I'm Bingwa Kwan. United States President Donald Trump is warning Colombia's leader that he'll be next after US troops seize Venezuela's president in an early morning attack. The operation involved at least 150 aircraft and ground forces in the capital Caracas and surrounding areas. Colombia's president Gustavo Petro has joined the leaders of Mexico, Brazil and Chile in denouncing the US military attack. Mr. Trump has now accused Mr. Petro of drug trafficking and is threatening to do the same to him as he did with Mr. Maduro.
He's going to have himself some big problems if he doesn't wise up. They have cocaine factories that they make cocaine, as you know, and they sell it right into the United States. So he better wise up or he'll be next. He'll be next, too. And I hope he's listening. He's going to be next.
Vice President Delcy Rodriguez has reportedly been sworn in as Venezuela's interim leader. The country's Supreme Court has issued a ruling specifying Ms. Rodriguez assumed the office of president to guarantee what it called administrative continuity and the comprehensive defense of the nation. U.S. President Donald Trump says Ms. Rodriguez has now been sworn in as interim leader, adding that he's spoken to her and she's indicated she's ready to work with his administration. Questioned by reporters on who he would support to lead Venezuela right now, Mr. Trump ruled out backing Venezuelan opposition leader and Nobel laureate Maria Corina Machado.
Have you been in contact with her?
No, we haven't. Really, no. I think it would be very tough for her to be the leader. She doesn't have the support within or the respect within the country. She's a very nice woman, but she doesn't have the respect to be the leader.
Green Senator David Shoebridge says the U.S. attack on Venezuela and the capture of Nicolas Maduro and his wife is an affront to the international rules-based order. He says the Albanese government must urgently reassess its relationship with the US and start removing American troops and bases from Australia.
And Australia needs to speak out as a middle country, a middle power, that has an interest in an international rules-based order. This attack on Venezuela is illegal. And unless Australia and like-minded countries speak out, it emboldens these kinds of actions. Vladimir Putin, with his attack on Ukraine, was a gross breach of international law, and the world rallied around to oppose it. We must do the same with this attack on Venezuela.
In a statement, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese did not declare any support or condemnation of the US operation in Venezuela, and he said Australia will continue to support a peaceful and democratic transition. Meanwhile, the coalition says it welcomes President Maduro's capture by US forces and the legal proceedings he's set to face in New York. Venezuelans living in Australia say the events of the last 24 hours has evoked what they call deep and complex emotions, as many in the community have experienced forced separation from family under Nicolas Maduro's rule. In a statement, the Venezuelan-Australian Association says there's a shared hope for a free, democratic and united Venezuela, where people can live with dignity, safety and opportunity. Dr. Raul Sanchez Uribarri is an associate dean at La Trobe University and also a member of the Venezuelan community in Australia. He says there are many emotions being felt at this time.
Now, how Venezuelans feel on the ground, I think they have one eye on what's coming next, but also one eye on day-to-day survival. The country is not changing from one day to the next because Maduro was captured and taking overseas and so forth. And all the problems that we had continue today, high inflation, lack of opportunities for people, and the need to deal with day-to-day survival. Most of us would hope that at least repression doesn't increase in a context of uncertainty and that certainly human rights are respected.
And to sport. In freestyle skiing, Australian teenager Indra Brown has continued her stunning rise, winning her first World Cup free ski halfpipe gold medal. The 15-year-old's victory in the Canadian city of Calgary makes her the youngest Australian to win a World Cup event. It also caps off a breakout rookie season, With Brown only the second athlete in Freeski World Cup history to achieve a podium place in each of her first three World Cup starts. The young Melburnian now leads the World Cup standings, halfway through the season, with 240 points. She says she couldn't be happier.
I'm just full of joy, super happy I was able to land a run and ski how I did today in these conditions, so I'm really happy and stoked.
And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.